أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I am going to talk about the groups that we are not allowed to become their friends. It is also a very important subject that we should understand it and we should practice upon these things that our Prophet and also the Holy Quran said. You know that Muslim and believers, of course, they are brothers with one another. According to the Quranic saying, which Almighty Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. All the believers, surely they are brothers to one another. So they should respect each other, and they should be their each other's friend, and they should sit in one place, and they should use from the knowledge of each other. But there are some groups that we are not allowed, according to the Holy Quran and according to the hadiths which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and we are not allowed to become their friends. So today, I would like to talk about these matters, that what are those groups that we should keep away ourselves from them, and we should not take them as friends, and we cannot be their friends. There are different groups, and one by one, according to the Holy Quran and according to the hadiths which came from the Holy Prophet and his household, we will talk about this matter. The first group which we are not allowed to become their friends, that is the unbelievers or non-Muslims, or we can say the pagans. According to the saying of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. It's not allowed, it is forbidden that a believer, a mu'min, take a pagan or unbeliever or non-Muslim as friends. So the believers should become the friends of the believers. So we are not allowed to become the friend of non-Muslim or unbelievers. It is also clear that if we want to guide them, if we want to bring them into the right path, so then it makes no difference if we become their friends and then we teach the teachings of the Islam and step by step we guide them into the right path. The second group that we are not allowed to become their friends and we should keep away ourselves from them, they are those people who are harmful for the religion. According to the hadiths, when we take someone's friend, so these friends and these people should have these attributes, these characteristics, that they should remember us, Almighty Allah. When we visit them, we should remember Almighty Allah. And also when we see their actions and their practice and their prayers, so we should remember the hereafter. So these kind of the peoples we should make our friends, but we are not allowed to become the friend of those people that when we visit them, we forgot the Almighty Allah, and that is harmful for us, for our religion, and for our faith and belief. Our Holy Prophet, he mentioned some of the characteristics that a friend should have. He said that you should choose a person as a friend that whenever you visit him, you should remember the Almighty Allah. And also the second characteristic is this, وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقَهُ. When he talks, then his talking should increase your knowledge. And the third is this, that his action, his practice, his deeds should remember you the hereafter. So these should be the characteristic of the friends. If there is a friend, he is dipped in the sin and he is sinful, and when you are with these kind of the friends, of course you also will forget the Almighty Allah. So there is no use of choosing such a friend. The third group, which we should not choose them as a friend, there are some fool persons. Our Prophet said, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةَ الْأَحْمَقِ. You should keep away to become the friends and companion of those fool persons. فَإِنَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْفَعَكَ فَيُزِرَّكَ. Why? What is the reason? Because he tries to benefit you and to bring some benefits for you. But in reality, فَيُزِرَّكَ, he harm you. So it is better that you should not choose such kind of the people as a friend. And also there is a saying from our first Imam who said, وَفْرِرْ كُلَّ الْفَرَارِ مِنَ اللَّئِيمِ الْأَحْمَقِ. It means that by all the ability that you have, you should escape from the hand of those fool persons because they can harm you. The third group is the liars. We should not choose the liars as a friend. And there is a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him in his household, who said, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةَ الْكَذَّابِ فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ السَّرَابِ. You should be aware and you should be attentive that you should not choose the liar as a friend and as a companion. Why? Because the liar is like a marriage. يُقَرِّبُ لَكَ الْبَعِيدِ. And this liar, the things which are very far away from you, he shows you and he tells you that it is near because he is liar. وَيُبَعِدُ لَكَ الْقَرِيبِ. And those things which are very near to you and close to you, he says that no, it is very far away from you because he is a liar. So you should not choose such kind of the people as a friend. And the fifth groups, there are ignorant people. Our Prophet said, أَحْكَمُ النَّاسِ مَنْ فَرَّ مِنْ جُهَالِ النَّاسِ. There are some of the people, they are jahil, they are ignorant, and they do not know anything. When you talk, they cannot understand it. And they do not know how to talk with you. So it is better that you should escape from these kind of the people. And the most wisdom people are those that they are escaping from the hand of such kind of the persons that they are ignorant. And the sixth group is those people that they cut off with their relatives. So we are not allowed to become the friends of those people that they are cut off with their relatives. Because if they be a good friend, so of course, if they are a reliable friends, so they would have the good communication with their relatives. As they cut off with their parents, with their brothers, with their sisters, with their close relatives, so how can we rely upon them that they become our friend? And once they will not cut off their relations with us, so these kind of the people also, we are not allowed to become their friend. The seventh group is those who are curmudgeon. Curmudgeon means those who are bakhil. And according to the hadiths which came from the Imam Baqir alayhi salam, we should not make such kind of the people the friend. Imam Baqir said, لا تقارن ولا تؤاخي أربعة. There are four groups that you should not become near them. You should not go near them. And you should not become their brothers and their friends. One is a fool person, al-ahmaq. And the second is al-bakhil, those people who are curmudgeon. And the third is wal-jabal, those who are unbelieve, and they are not believe enough. And the fourth, wal-kadhab, those people who are liars. Amma al-bakhil fa-innahu ya'khudu mink. What is the habit of the bakhil? It is the habit of the bakhil that he tries to take from you and to use from you and to get and earn benefits from you. وَلَا يُعْتِيكَ. But he never wants to give you some things because he is bakhil. And the eighth group are those who are libertine or lecher. What does that mean? In Arabic says fasiq. So we should keep away from these kind of the people. Those people who commit the sins in public. So if they commit the sins in public, so we are not allowed to become their friends. And also there is a saying from our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, who said, Al-Jihadu Arba. There are four holy wars. Four jihad, four struggles. وَشَنَآنُ الْفَاسِقِ. Among these four holy wars, one is this, that you should keep away from those people that they are trying to commit the mistake, they are trying to commit the sins in public. And they do not think about this matter that it is bad, which in Arabic says الفاسق. And also, there are the saying from another Imam who says, وَإِيَّاكَ عَنْ مُصَاحَبَةِ الْفَاسِقِ. You should keep away yourselves to become the friend of those people who are fasiq. Why? فَإِنَّهُ بَايَعَكَ بِأَكْلَ. Because he will sell you with the piece of the bread. وَأَقَلُّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. But less than that, he wants to fool his stomach. So then he will sell you. And these kind of the people, we should not become their friends and we should not take them as friends. The ninth group is those who are not brave enough. Those who are not brave, they are cowards and they are very weak. So we are not allowed to become their friends. There is a saying from our Imam Baqir alayhi salam who said, لا تقارن ولا تؤاخي الجبان. Those people who are not brave, you should not become their friend. Why? وَأَمَّا الجبان فَإِنَّهُ يَهْرَبُ عَنْكَ وَعَنْ وَالِدَيْهِ. Because when there is a situation that you need to be helped, so this جبان, he will not help you and he cannot help you because he will escape. فَإِنَّهُ يَهْرَبُ عَنْكَ. He escaped from you. And even he will escape from their parents. So such kind of the people also we are not allowed to become their friends and to be with them and to sit with them and to talk with them. There are the 10th group which our Prophet said, some of the people, they have epidemic disease. They have some kind of the disease that can transfer to you. So such kind of the people, we are not allowed to become their friend because they will harm you. So that's why it's better that you should keep away yourselves from these kind of the people. Our Imam Sadiq said, فِرْ مِنَ الْجَزُومِ فَرَارَكَ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ. You should escape from the leprosy as you are escaping from the hand of the lion. So it means that a person who is leprosy, so of course his disease will transfer to you and it will harm you. So it's better that you should keep away yourself from being with these kind of the people. And another group is those people who are sinful, those people who are sinful, and he commits sins. So these kind of the people, we are not allowed to become their friends. Because if we be with them, then of course we also will become like them. As there is a famous saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. A person, his religion, his behavior will be like the behavior of his friend. So if we become the friend of those people who are sinful, then of course we also will commit mistake and will commit sins. And another group which came in the hadiths and also in the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, we should keep away from the bad friends. We should keep away from the bad friends. And there is a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, إِيَّاكَ وَقَرِينُ السُّوءِ فَإِنَّكَ بِهِ تُعْرَفُ. You should keep away yourselves from the bad friends. Why? Because the people will know you from your friends. If you have bad friends, then the bad friend will put you in bad situation and will encourage you to commit mistakes, to commit sins, and to do the adulteries. So it's better that you should not choose the bad friends. So these are the groups and the peoples that came in the hadiths that we should keep away ourselves from these kind of the people. And actually we should find a good friends for ourselves, because good friend, he is very precious. And we should search with friends that these friends, they should remember you and the Almighty Allah, and they should help you for increasing the knowledge, and their actions should be very well and very good. And if we find some friends that they are not good friends, so we should keep away ourselves from such kind of the friends. Thank you very much. As you have followed this program, and I hope that you could use from this saying which came from the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and also from the hadiths and from the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.